at what point do you realize that there's some very, very strange things going on here?
Well, the day we moved in, actually it was a few days before, I got stopped by with Paul to mop the floor. And when I put the mop to the floor, the mop water turned red and thick, and it oozed between my toes. I always mop barefooted, and it oozed up between my toes, and I thought, my goodness, what have I done? I've broken the floor and haven't even moved in. And about that time, Paul came into the room. I was standing there trying to figure out what I was doing wrong, and he told me, we have to leave this house, Mom. He said, this house is evil. And I looked at him, and I said, son, evil is in the hearts of man. I'm sure this house could tell great stories, but it's just a house.
Did you not believe him at that point, Carmen?
No, I didn't. He had said that it was calling his name. And you have to realize he was getting bombarded, his head and neck, with cobalt. And he was being injected with isotopes that if he knocked the needle out of the nurse's hand, they'd have to close the room off for 3 months. This came from a nurse herself. So I figured that that's where this was coming from.
When did you then start to believe that this house was haunted?
Well, I had had little inclinations, but I couldn't get a real grasp on it. I'd go down in the basement and sit. On several occasions, I did that looking to. I'd rather my children be telling me the truth.
Sure.
Than to be insane.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
So it took me about 2 years before I finally witnessed something myself.
What did you see?
And what I saw was my niece, she had been on a date. She was 18, and she had come to live with me. My sister was very ill. And she was in the bedroom, and she came to the room. She had told me that she was being touched. Personally, it was lifting her bra strap and sliding it off her shoulder and things of that nature. But she started knocking on my door. It was about 2:30 in the morning when she came to the door, and she said, Aunt Carmen, it's happening again.
How old is she?
She's 18.
18, all right.
At this point. So I go back into the room with her, but before I do, I grab the Bible off the bedside table, and I said to myself, I said, I'm going to put an end to this ghost story. I'm going to find something in here that proves there's no such thing as ghosts. So I go back in the room, and I start reading from the Bible. And she sat up in bed, and she said, Aunt Carm, can you feel it? It's coming, it's coming. And she wrapped around me like a little kid. And, I mean, I could feel an energy, but I thought it was more her fear. And I peeled her off, and I started reading again, and a little louder and a little faster. And she wrapped around me 3 times. And the third time I pulled her off in time to see a hand, the imprint of a hand, go up on her nightshirt. I mean, I could see every knuckle. Then it disappeared through the wall. George, I cannot tell you the draining. I felt completely drained. I scooped her up and ran into the dining room, and I called our local parish, and they told me to say the rosary and call them in the morning.
How long did you stay there, Carmen, with your family before you finally got out?
We were there a little over 2 years before I came to realization that it was truly going on. And that night I did come to realization, and I became tormented at that night. But before that, my son Paul, I actually put him in a mental hospital over this.
I you know what? I can see how that could possibly occur.
Well, he kept telling me stories, and it seemed like he was agitating the younger kids.
And they were getting worse and worse and worse, I bet.
It was escalating, and the kids just, every day it was a new story about ghosts, and they wouldn't sleep in their beds, and it just became very difficult. And he became very dark and withdrawn, and the more dark and withdrawn he became, the more frightened I became for his mental health. And I eventually he was fighting with my niece and everything. So one day I wound up having to call an ambulance and having put in a mental hospital. And he was there for, I guess, 45 days.
Did anybody in the family get hurt during this couple-year period?
Oh, absolutely. And I didn't really connect it to the house. I thought it was bad luck. I had one of my sons, Bobby, he was run over by a car. My daughter was thrown out of a car. My daughter and my youngest son were attacked by a dog that used to bark at the back of the house. Then my youngest son had his elbow broken on his third birthday. Then his femur was fractured, and he started having migraine headaches at 3 years old.
You must have felt like there was a black cloud over your family.
I really did. I felt cursed. I did. And I talked to a priest about it, as a matter of fact.
John, let's bring you in here for a second. What do you think was going on at this house?
At that point in time, I definitely feel once our oldest son was removed, he basically was keeping things at bay. I full-heartedly believe that today. And that's when everybody else started experiencing things in the home. And that's when things really started to escalate. And here again, like Carmen is saying, it's very classic. She just felt that there was a string of bad luck. But when you start looking at these things and situation after situation, and they start compiling, and, you know, you're hearing more and more, and then here again, once Carmen actually experienced something and she realized that her son's experiences had nothing to do with the treatments he was taking, or, you know, it wasn't a manifestation within his own mind, that's when you sit back, and I hear this even today, that, gee, I kind of wish I looked a little deeper, and I kind of wish I understood it a little more, because we are trained as we grow up not to believe in these things and not to accept these things. So therefore, when they do occur and they happen to families, it's very, very devastating. So you compile all these things that were transpiring, her son going through cancer and everything else, you're not going to be thinking about any ghosts or anything else in the house. You're just not.